Boston University women's soccer captures its fifth consecutive win, this time a 2-1 victory at Holy Cross. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Casey Brown. Coach, if you could just sum up your team's performance on this win.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good performance overall. Again, to come into to be on the road and come in and find success against a team that really just wanted to disrupt us. I thought we did a great job of managing the game. I think we circulated the ball really well, and we were able to create a lot of chances. And especially within the second half, I thought we really grew within the game and had a lot of actions in the final third. So overall, very pleased with the fight, the effort, but just the quality, to be honest. So proud of the group.
Morgan Fagan scores 1:36 into the game, just simply takes the ball from a defender and goes bar down. Is there anybody out there playing better than Morgan currently in the Patriot League?
Yeah, she's in some really good form right now, which is awesome. Morgs is a dangerous attacking player. She has a lot of pace and can create a lot of opportunities, and it's great to see her find the back of the net. We're thrilled with how she's been doing and big part of our attack, and yeah, it's been great.
Holy Cross eventually notches the equalizer, but then Jenna Oldham scores on a free kick in the 26th minute to put you ahead for good. Jenna doesn't have the point output that she may have had from a season ago, but how has she embraced this role in making sure that she's still generating plays and staying on top of set pieces?
Yeah, well, she's a rock in the back for us. Her mentality is so solid. She's a competitor, so she's been huge for us in the back defensively. Whether her name's in the stat sheet or not, she's always been a huge impact to our team. And then to just see her step up in big moments too. She's someone who wants the ball in big moments and can step up and execute and finish and set pieces. And we knew set pieces were going to be important in this game, and great to see her, you know, find the back of the net on it. But yeah, she's been awesome all year.
Final three games of the regular season against Bucknell at home, at Loyola Maryland, and then you welcome Army West Point to Nickerson Field. First off, with the Bison coming to town on Senior Day, early emotions about getting to honor your senior class and taking on the Bison.
Yeah, we look forward to it. I think, first of all, it's a great opportunity to honor our seniors. It's a great group of women. I think they've been awesome all year and super appreciative for everything they've done for this program and for me. And been a real joy to coach, so we want to do right by them. And obviously we know we have a challenge in Bucknell, and it should be a great game. And yeah, we're just looking forward to the opportunity, so it should be good.
Looking forward to that one, but first, go relish this win over the Crusaders. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Now joined by Jenna Oldham following BU's 2-1 victory at Holy Cross. Jenna, just your overall thoughts about how the team performed tonight.
Yeah, I think we played great against a tough opponent. They were really physical, so I thought we possessed the ball around them and just played a really complete game.
You score on a set piece in the first half, serves as a game-winning goal. Could have had a couple more chances on some of those free kicks as well. When you have the ball and it's about 25, 30 yards out on a free kick, what are you looking for in order to try and make a play?
I typically just look for the back post. Hit it back post, because if it's not going in, I know one of my teammates will get on it.
Second half was all about valuing possessions. What is the key to making sure that even when you have a lead or the game's tied, that you're keeping the ball in order to generate some chances?
I mean, I think our team's really good at it. We play a really possession-style soccer, so I think we're really good at connecting passes, keeping the ball and not getting frantic.
Five wins in a row. Now you face a few teams that are just behind you in the Patriot League standing. So where do you feel your confidence is, and where the team's confidence is heading into a stretch of very important games?
We're pretty confident, but we know that everyone's coming at us, so we have to bring our best game every day.
Congratulations, Jenna, on the win.
Thank you.